The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay is a comprehensive guide to reducing stress in everyday life. The book provides readers with an understanding of the causes of stress and how it affects their lives. It also offers practical strategies for managing stress through relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, visualization, meditation, yoga, tai chi, and more. The authors provide detailed instructions on how to use each technique effectively so that readers can find the one that works best for them. They also discuss lifestyle changes that can help reduce stress levels, such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly. Additionally, they offer advice on dealing with difficult emotions like anger or fear, which often lead to increased levels of stress. In addition to providing information about relaxation techniques and lifestyle changes, the authors include chapters on communication skills, which are essential for managing relationships at home or work, problem-solving skills, which help identify solutions when faced with stressful situations, time management tips, which allow readers to prioritize tasks efficiently, assertiveness training, which helps build self-confidence, goal-setting strategies so that goals can be achieved without feeling overwhelmed, plus much more. Overall, this book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to reduce their level of stress in order to live a healthier life. With its clear explanations and step-by-step instructions, it makes learning new ways of coping easy while offering helpful guidance along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of focusing on the present moment and being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. It can help reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to observe their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Main idea number two. Progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation is a technique that involves tensing and relaxing different muscle groups in order to reduce tension and stress. It can help to reduce physical and mental stress, as well as improve overall relaxation. Main idea number three. Breathing exercises. Breathing exercises can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by focusing on the breath and allowing it to become slower and deeper. It can help to reduce physical tension and improve mental clarity. Main idea number four. Guided imagery. Guided imagery is a technique that involves using the imagination to create a peaceful and calming environment. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on positive images and feelings. Main idea number five. Autogenic training. Autogenic training is a technique that involves using self-suggestion to relax the body and mind. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on positive affirmations and relaxation cues. Main idea number six. Yoga. Yoga is a practice that involves physical postures, breathing exercises, and meditation. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on the body and mind connection. Main idea number seven. Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a practice that involves slow, gentle movements and deep breathing. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on the body and mind connection. Main idea number eight. Meditation. Meditation is a practice that involves focusing on the present moment and being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to observe their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Main idea number nine. Aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is a practice that involves using essential oils to create a calming environment. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on the scent and its calming effects. Main idea number 10. Music therapy. Music therapy is a practice that involves using music to create a calming environment. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on the music and its calming effects. Main idea number 11. Massage therapy. Massage therapy is a practice that involves using massage techniques to reduce tension and stress. It can help to reduce physical and mental stress, as well as improve overall relaxation. Main idea number 12. Acupuncture. Acupuncture is a practice that involves using needles to stimulate specific points on the body. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on the body and mind connection. Main idea number 13. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a practice that involves identifying and changing negative thought patterns. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on positive thoughts and behaviors. Main idea number 14. Exercise. Exercise is a practice that involves physical activity to reduce tension and stress. It can help to reduce physical and mental stress, as well as improve overall relaxation. Main idea number 15. Nutrition. Nutrition is a practice that involves eating a balanced diet to reduce tension and stress. It can help to reduce physical and mental stress, as well as improve overall relaxation. Main idea number 16. Sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene is a practice that involves creating a healthy sleep environment. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on getting enough restful sleep. Main idea number 17. Time management. Time management is a practice that involves creating a schedule and setting priorities. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on managing their time effectively. Main idea number 18. Social support. Social support is a practice that involves connecting with friends and family. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on building relationships and finding support. Main idea number 19. Positive self-talk. Positive self-talk is a practice that involves speaking positively to oneself. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on positive affirmations and self-encouragement. Main idea number 20. Stress management. Stress management is a practice that involves identifying and managing stressors. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on reducing stressors and creating a healthy lifestyle. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is a practice of focusing on the present moment and being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. It can help reduce stress by allowing one to observe their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Mindfulness encourages us to be more mindful of our environment, our body, our emotions, and our thoughts. By paying attention to these aspects in a non-judgmental way, we can become more aware of how they affect us both positively and negatively. Practicing mindfulness helps us become better able to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out so that we can take steps towards reducing those negative feelings. We can also use mindfulness as an opportunity for self-reflection. It allows us to gain insight into ourselves, which may lead to greater understanding about why certain things trigger certain reactions within us. Mindfulness is not only beneficial for managing stress, but it has been found to have many other positive effects such as improved concentration, increased creativity, enhanced emotional regulation skills, improved relationships with others, reduced anxiety levels, and even improved physical health. Main idea number 2. Progressive muscle relaxation is a technique that involves tensing and relaxing different muscle groups in order to reduce tension and stress. It works by first focusing on one area of the body, such as the feet or hands, and then tensing those muscles for a few seconds before releasing them. This process is repeated with each major muscle group until all areas of the body have been relaxed. The goal is to become aware of how it feels and your muscles are tense versus when they are relaxed. The benefits of progressive muscle relaxation include improved physical health, mental clarity, better sleep quality, increased energy levels, reduced anxiety and depression symptoms, improved concentration and focus, enhanced creativity and problem-solving skills. Additionally, this technique can help you develop greater self-awareness so that you can recognize signs of stress earlier on. To practice progressive muscle relaxation effectively requires patience and dedication. Start by finding a comfortable position in which you won't be disturbed for at least 10 minutes. Then begin to systematically tense each major muscle group from head to toe while taking deep breaths between each set of contractions. As you relax each part of your body, take note of how it feels compared to when it was tense. Main idea number 3. Breathing exercises are a great way to reduce stress and increase relaxation. By focusing on the breath, we can slow it down and make it deeper. This helps to reduce physical tension in our bodies, as well as improve mental clarity. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides detailed instructions for various breathing exercises that can be used to help manage stress levels. One of the most basic breathing exercises is diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing. To do this exercise, you should sit or lie comfortably with your eyes closed. Place one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach just below your rib cage. As you inhale slowly through your nose, focus on pushing out your stomach so that it rises while keeping your chest still. Then exhale slowly through pursed lips while allowing the stomach to fall back inward. Another type of breathing exercise is alternate nostril breathing, which involves alternating between each nostril when inhaling and exhaling air from the nose. To do this exercise correctly, start by sitting in a comfortable position with both hands resting lightly on either side of the face near each nostril opening. Close off one nostril using either an index finger or thumb, then take a deep breath in through the open nostril before closing off that same nostril with an index finger or thumb again. Main idea number 4. Guided imagery is a powerful technique that can be used to reduce stress and increase relaxation. It involves using the imagination to create a peaceful and calming environment, allowing one to focus on positive images and feelings. This technique has been found to be effective in reducing anxiety, improving mood, increasing self-confidence, and helping with physical healing. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides detailed instructions for how to use guided imagery effectively. The book outlines different types of guided imagery exercises, such as visualizing yourself in a safe place or imagining yourself surrounded by supportive people. It also explains how these techniques can help you relax your body and mind while focusing on positive thoughts. Using guided imagery regularly can help you manage stress more effectively over time. With practice, it will become easier for you to access this state of relaxation whenever needed. Main idea number 5. Autogenic training is a technique that involves using self-suggestion to relax the body and mind. It works by focusing on positive affirmations and relaxation cues, which can help to reduce stress and increase feelings of relaxation. Autogenic training typically begins with deep breathing exercises, followed by visualizations or mental images of peaceful scenes or activities. The individual then focuses on physical sensations such as warmth in their hands or feet, heaviness in their limbs, or a feeling of calmness throughout their body. Through repetition of these techniques over time, individuals can learn how to use autogenic training to achieve deeper levels of relaxation. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides detailed instructions for practicing autogenic training. This book includes step-by-step guidance for creating personalized scripts that focus on specific areas where one would like to experience more relaxation. Additionally, it offers tips for incorporating autogenic training into daily life so that it becomes an effective tool for managing stress. Main idea number 6. Yoga is an ancient practice that has been used for centuries to promote physical and mental well-being. It involves a combination of postures, breathing exercises, and meditation techniques that help to reduce stress and increase relaxation. Through yoga, one can learn how to focus on the body-mind connection in order to achieve greater balance and harmony within oneself. By practicing yoga regularly, one can gain improved flexibility, strength, coordination, concentration, and overall health. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis et al. Provides detailed instructions on how to use yoga as a tool for relaxation. The book outlines various poses designed specifically for stress relief as well as breathing exercises that can be used during times of tension or anxiety. Additionally, it offers guidance on how to incorporate mindfulness into your practice so you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings while engaging in the poses. Yoga is an effective way to manage stress levels because it encourages mindful awareness, which helps us recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or anxious before our emotions get out of control. With regular practice, we can learn how to better regulate our reactions so we don't become overwhelmed by life's challenges. Yoga also helps us cultivate self-compassion, which allows us to accept ourselves with kindness even when things don't go according to plan. Main idea number 7. Tai Chi is an ancient Chinese practice that has been used for centuries to promote physical and mental well-being. It involves slow, gentle movements combined with deep breathing exercises. The goal of Tai Chi is to help the practitioner achieve a state of relaxation and balance in both body and mind. By focusing on the connection between body and mind, practitioners can reduce stress levels while also improving their overall health. The movements involved in Tai Chi are designed to be calming yet energizing at the same time. They involve stretching, turning, shifting weight from one foot to another, as well as various hand gestures. Practitioners often focus on their breath during these movements, which helps them stay present in the moment and further relaxes them. In addition to its physical benefits such as improved flexibility and strength, Tai Chi can also have positive effects on mental health by reducing stress levels and promoting feelings of calmness. Studies have shown that regular practice of Tai Chi can lead to improved moods, better sleep quality, increased concentration levels, reduced anxiety symptoms, lower blood pressure readings, among other benefits. Main idea number 8. Meditation is a powerful tool for reducing stress and increasing relaxation. It involves focusing on the present moment, being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. This practice can help to reduce anxiety by allowing us to observe our thoughts and feelings objectively rather than getting caught up in them. Additionally, it can help us become more mindful of our body's needs so that we are better able to take care of ourselves. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides an excellent guide for those interested in learning how to meditate. The book offers step-by-step instructions on how to begin a meditation practice as well as tips for deepening your experience with meditation over time. It also includes helpful exercises designed to increase awareness of the Bodha signal so that you can respond appropriately when feeling overwhelmed or stressed out. By taking the time each day to focus on yourself through meditation, you will be able to gain greater insight into your own mind and emotions while also developing skills that will enable you to manage stress more effectively. With regular practice, you may find yourself feeling calmer overall as well as better equipped to handle life's challenges. Main idea number 9. Aromatherapy is a practice that involves using essential oils to create a calming environment. Essential oils are derived from plants and have been used for centuries in traditional medicine, as well as for their pleasant scent. Aromatherapy can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation by allowing one to focus on the scent and its calming effects. It has been found to be effective in reducing anxiety, improving sleep quality, relieving pain, boosting moods, and even helping with digestion. When using aromatherapy, it is important to choose an oil that you find pleasing or comforting. You can use an oil diffuser or simply add a few drops of your chosen oil into a warm bath or onto your pillowcase before bedtime. Inhaling the aroma of essential oils can help relax both body and mind while also providing therapeutic benefits such as improved concentration, better memory recall, increased energy levels, reduced fatigue and headaches. It's important to remember that everyone responds differently when it comes to aromatherapy, so it may take some trial and error before finding the right combination of scents for you. Additionally, if you suffer from any medical conditions, please consult with your doctor prior to trying aromatherapy. Main idea number 10. Music therapy is a powerful tool for relaxation and stress reduction. It can help to create an environment of calmness and peace, allowing one to focus on the music and its calming effects. Music has been used in many cultures throughout history as a way to reduce tension, anxiety, depression, and other negative emotions. By listening to soothing music or playing instruments such as drums or guitars, individuals can find relief from their worries. In addition to providing emotional comfort, music therapy also offers physical benefits. Studies have shown that it can lower blood pressure levels and heart rate while increasing endorphin production, the body's natural pain reliever. Listening to certain types of music may even improve cognitive functioning by helping people concentrate better. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides detailed instructions on how to use music therapy effectively for relaxation purposes. The book includes exercises designed specifically for reducing stress through musical activities such as singing along with favorite songs or playing simple melodies on an instrument. Main idea number 11. Massage therapy is a powerful tool for reducing stress and tension. It can help to relax the body, reduce physical pain, improve circulation, and promote overall well-being. Massage therapy works by manipulating the soft tissues of the body such as muscles, tendons, ligaments, and connective tissue. Through massage techniques such as kneading, stroking, or tapping, these areas are stimulated, which helps to release tension in the body. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides an excellent guide on how to use massage therapy effectively for relaxation purposes. The book covers topics such as understanding stress-related conditions, learning self-massage techniques, using aromatherapy oils, incorporating breathing exercises into your massage routine, creating a relaxing environment at home or work, finding qualified professionals who offer therapeutic massages, and more. By taking advantage of all that massage therapy has to offer, you can experience improved mental clarity, better sleep quality, increased energy levels throughout the day, and reduced anxiety levels. With regular practice, you will be able to enjoy greater peace of mind while also improving your overall health. Main idea number 12. Acupuncture is an ancient practice that has been used for centuries to promote health and well-being. It involves the insertion of very thin needles into specific points on the body, known as acupoints. These acupoints are believed to be connected to pathways of energy in the body, called meridians. Stimulating these points can help restore balance and harmony within the body. The effects of acupuncture can be both physical and psychological. Physically, it can help reduce pain, improve circulation, boost immunity, and regulate hormones. Psychologically, it can help reduce stress levels by allowing one to focus on their connection between mind and body. Additionally, acupuncture may also provide relief from anxiety or depression. In the Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis et al., readers will find a variety of techniques for reducing stress through relaxation exercises such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation combined with acupuncture treatments tailored specifically for each individual's needs. Main idea number 13. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is a type of psychotherapy that focuses on identifying and changing negative thought patterns in order to reduce stress and increase relaxation. It works by helping individuals recognize the connections between their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. By recognizing these connections, people can learn how to modify their thinking in order to better manage difficult emotions or situations. The goal of CBT is not only to help individuals identify and change negative thought patterns, but also to develop healthier coping strategies for dealing with stressful situations. This may involve learning new skills such as problem-solving techniques or communication strategies. Additionally, CBT encourages individuals to focus on positive thoughts and behaviors rather than dwelling on the negatives. In addition to reducing stress levels, cognitive behavioral therapy has been found effective in treating a variety of mental health issues, including depression, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, substance abuse problems, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, bipolar disorder, phobias, and more. Main idea number 14. Exercise is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It can help to reduce physical and mental stress, as well as improve overall relaxation. Regular exercise has been shown to have numerous benefits for both the body and mind, including improved cardiovascular health, increased energy levels, better sleep quality, enhanced moods, and reduced anxiety. When it comes to reducing stress specifically, exercise can be incredibly beneficial. Exercise releases endorphins, which are hormones that act as natural painkillers in the body. These endorphins also trigger positive feelings in the brain, which helps to reduce stress levels significantly. Additionally, regular exercise can help you develop healthier coping mechanisms when faced with stressful situations. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis et al. Provides readers with practical strategies for incorporating exercise into their daily lives in order to manage stress more effectively. The book offers tips on how to create an effective workout plan that fits your individual needs and goals, while providing guidance on how best to use different types of exercises such as aerobic activity or strength training. Main idea number 15. Nutrition is an important part of reducing stress and tension. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce physical and mental stress, as well as improve overall relaxation. A healthy diet should include plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. It's also important to limit processed foods that are high in sugar or sodium. Additionally, drinking plenty of water throughout the day helps to keep your body hydrated and energized. In addition to eating a balanced diet for better nutrition, it's also important to practice mindful eating habits. This means paying attention while you eat so that you can savor each bite without overeating or feeling guilty afterwards. Taking time out during meals allows you to relax and enjoy the food instead of rushing through it. Finally, getting enough sleep is essential for good nutrition because it helps your body recover from daily activities and gives your mind time to rest. Aim for 7 or 8 hours per night if possible. This will help ensure that you have enough energy throughout the day. Main idea number 16. Sleep hygiene is an important part of overall health and well-being. It involves creating a healthy sleep environment that can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation, allowing one to focus on getting enough restful sleep. This includes setting up a comfortable sleeping space, avoiding stimulants such as caffeine or nicotine before bedtime, establishing regular sleep patterns, and limiting exposure to bright lights in the evening. Creating good habits around sleep can be beneficial for both physical and mental health. For example, going to bed at the same time each night helps regulate your body's internal clock so you feel more alert during the day. Additionally, avoiding screens before bedtime can help improve quality of sleep by reducing stimulation from blue light emitted from devices like phones or tablets. Finally, it is important to create an environment conducive for restful sleep by keeping noise levels low and ensuring that your bedroom temperature is comfortable. Taking steps towards bettering your own personal sleep hygiene will not only lead to improved energy levels but also greater emotional stability throughout the day. Main idea number 17. Time management is an important skill to have in order to lead a successful and productive life. It involves creating a schedule and setting priorities so that one can focus on the most important tasks first. This helps to reduce stress by allowing for more efficient use of time, as well as providing structure and organization. Additionally, it allows for better planning of activities, which can help with relaxation. When managing time effectively, it is important to set realistic goals and expectations. Prioritizing tasks according to importance will also help ensure that the most pressing matters are taken care of first. Scheduling regular breaks throughout the day can also be beneficial in helping one stay focused while avoiding burnout or fatigue from overworking oneself. Finally, Having good communication skills is essential when it comes to effective time management. Being able to communicate clearly with others about deadlines or other commitments will help ensure that everyone involved understands what needs to be done and when. Main idea number 18. Social support is an important practice that can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation. It involves connecting with friends and family, which allows one to focus on building relationships and finding support. This type of social interaction can be beneficial in many ways, such as providing emotional comfort, offering advice or assistance when needed, and helping to create a sense of belonging. Additionally, it can provide a distraction from stressful situations by allowing individuals to talk about their feelings or engage in activities together. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides helpful tips for incorporating social support into your life. For example, they suggest reaching out to people you trust who are good listeners, setting aside time each week for meaningful conversations, joining groups or clubs related to your interests, attending events where you can meet new people, volunteering at organizations that align with your values, taking part in online communities related to topics you're passionate about, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. By engaging in these types of activities regularly, individuals will be able to build strong connections with others while also reducing stress levels. Social support is an invaluable tool that should not be overlooked when looking for ways to relax. Main idea number 19. Positive self-talk is a powerful tool that can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation. It involves speaking positively to oneself, focusing on positive affirmations and self-encouragement. This practice helps to shift one's focus away from negative thoughts or feelings, allowing them to take control of their emotions in a healthy way. Positive self-talk can be used as an effective coping strategy for managing difficult situations or challenging times. When engaging in positive self-talk, it is important to use language that is both kind and encouraging. Instead of using words like should or must, which imply obligation, try using phrases such as I choose or I am capable of, which emphasize personal power and choice. Additionally, it may be helpful to think about the things you are grateful for in your life when engaging in positive self-talk. This will help you stay focused on the good rather than dwelling on any negatives. It takes time and practice to develop a habit of positive self-talk, but with dedication it can become second nature. Start by taking some time each day for yourself, even if just 5 minutes, where you can sit quietly and reflect on what makes you happy or proud about yourself. As you do this more often, your mind will begin automatically shifting towards these kinds of thoughts whenever stressful situations arise. Main idea number 20. Stress management is an important practice for anyone looking to reduce stress and increase relaxation. It involves identifying the sources of stress in one's life, such as work, relationships, or finances, and then taking steps to manage them. This can include developing healthy coping strategies like deep breathing exercises or mindfulness meditation, engaging in physical activities like yoga or tai chi, setting realistic goals and expectations, getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, and finding ways to relax and enjoy leisure time. The Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook by Martha Davis, Elizabeth Robbins Eshelman, and Matthew McKay provides readers with practical tools for managing their stress levels. The book includes step-by-step instructions on how to identify sources of stress in one's life as well as techniques for reducing it. It also offers advice on how to create a healthier lifestyle that will help reduce overall stress levels. By following the tips outlined in this book, readers can learn effective methods for managing their own personal stresses so they can lead happier lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.